Hello, I'm Charlie. I'm a Harperkill veterinary student, and today I want to talk about the role of vet in antimicrobial resistance and how improving sheep hoof healthcare can help reduce the threat of antimicrobial resistance. So when looking at the role of the vet in antimicrobial resistance, what was it that stood out to me to go into sheep hoof healthcare? Well, it was when I came across a paper that was looking into antibiotic usage in British commercial sheep farms that I found some alarming statistics. We've seen levels of 65.4% of antibiotic usage being solely for lameness in sheep, with a great disparity in how antibiotics are prescribed and used between farm to farm. You know, levels of 80% of antibiotics being used by just 39% of flocks, and also a 21% variation in prescription of antibiotics between different veterinary practices, which seem crazy to statistics because they show the clear role that the vet is having on the usage of antibiotics by sheep farms, but also practice culture. And so vets have got to realise they have a great role to play in this battle against antimicrobial resistance. So what are the key ways that vets can make a difference? Well, firstly, we have to begin by promoting the 5-point plan and best practice. Now, there's loads of information out there about best practice, and so it'd be silly of me to waste time going into it now. But what we do know is that only around 11% of British sheep farmers are conforming to best practice at the moment. And so vets have a huge responsibility in trying to change this. And what I found from my research into why are we seeing such low levels of best practice being employed is an interesting look into the agricultural education system in the UK. Now, I've often been told one of the most dangerous phrases in farming is, "We've always done it this way, why should we change?" And this couldn't be more perfect to describe the problem that is occurring with the lack of uptake of best practice of the 5-point plan. Students in agricultural colleges are being taught best practice, but when they get out into the farming sector, influential figures like their parents, like their employees, are reinforcing this idea that it's unachievable on the commercial scale. And while I admit that every stage of the 5-point plan might not be the best thing for each individual farm, what we as vets have got to realise is that we have a great role in as an influential figure to try and mould as much as the 5-point plan as possible towards each individual farm. And I believe, as a vet, this is a great way for us to break the cycle and improve standards of sheep hoof healthcare, and therefore drive down usage of antibiotics and mitigate and reduce the risk of antibiotic resistance. But as vets, we should also understand we have a key role in helping drive forward the standards of best practice, whether that be the development of new technology like ear tags that could be used to record lameness in sheep, or improving current, like foot bathing. One of the standards of best practice involves foot bathing at a possible unachievable level on a commercial scale, such as zinc sulfate foot bathing that requires sheep to be stood in solution for 15 to 30 minutes. And so improving those technologies could help improve the uptake of best practice. We also have to understand as vets that we've always played a role in advising best practice. And in the past, we have advised things that aren't understood to be best practice nowadays. And I've given a couple of examples of them in my conflict and views box. And so we have a continuous role to update not only what is best practice, but reinforce it as well. And by doing that, we can help drive down antibiotic uses and reduce the threat of antimicrobial resistance. Thank you.